Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate. We're here at House of Praise. Our arms are open, and Jesus Christ is here to uphold you.
And the message today that God placed in my spirit is God's property. Somebody say with me, God's property. The message that God's placed in my spirit is that we are his property. That we have been chosen by him. And that because we are his property, we have to understand that God wants to maintain our property. We are his property, so he wants to maintain his property. Some of us have received the Lord into our life, but we don't understand what has happened. We don't understand that now that we have been purchased by the blood of Jesus, now we have to understand that we have to be open to allow God to maintain us. The reason why we got to be open to God maintaining us is because God said, I'm not only going to come that you may have life, but I'm going to create in you a clean heart. I'm going to change the environment around your property. And what God's saying to the body is, I can't do the work that I've called you to do if you don't yield to his will. You see what I'm saying? If you don't yield to his will. How many of us want to see God grow us? If we want to see God grow us, we must now learn that God is not only going to grow you to make you a new creature. Some of us see ourselves where it says, all things become new. Now I'm a new creature. You're a new creature, but think of yourself like real estate. What kind of real estate are you? If I was a real estate agent and I went by your home, which is your body, and I stopped by and knocked at your door and began to knock at the door and I said, let me in, what kind of environment would I walk into? God is saying that not only have he relieved you and renewed your life, but now he says, I need to maintain the property. Somebody say, maintain the property. How many of you have seen a house in the neighborhood where no one did any work to? You ever see that one house in the people ride by? Why didn't they mow the lawn? People walk up and say, I'm going under that house. I'm not even going. The kids, remember them houses in the neighborhood that were so scary that the kids would walk by and say, don't go in that house. This is the life of some of us as people of God. Nobody wants to go in. Nobody wants to walk up to the door. Nobody wants to look inside the window because it's not maintained. Well. And it's scaring off those that would be willing to come and greet you. So God said, you are my property. So many try to twist God's word to fit their personal agenda and deceive others. And I'm going to go into that. We are deceiving others with our life. We don't realize that you are a book and people are reading every page. And some of us say, well, Lord, you know, I'm going to be saved on Sunday and on the rest of the week, I'm going to do what I want because you don't need all that. How many of you heard that before? People say, you don't need all that holiness. You don't need to be that saved. I don't want you to learn to be a loud mouth. I want you to learn to have a life of integrity. That means a life that is an example through who you are. And the only way you can be an example through who you are is you have to understand that God has done a work in your life. In Proverbs 31:25, it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Come on, somebody. She laughs without fear. She is clothed in dignity. We want to represent the church and represent the body, but there's no dignity, integrity. Give God whatever. Don't maintain the property. There's a scripture that says, knock and it shall be open. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be what? What? Given unto you. What does that mean? If when you ask God into your life, you knocked, he said, I'm going to, but he didn't get up and do it for you. You had to do something for yourself. He said, you got to knock. So some of us have knocked, but now we're saying, Lord, I'm a property, but I don't need maintenance. I'm saved, but I don't need maintenance. I got the Holy Ghost and I can move among the body and I can preach with authority, but I don't need maintenance. And God is saying he's not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that. In Matthew 7:22, and this is where I'm going to start to set up this word. It says, many will say to me on that day. Somebody say on the day. The Lord, Lord, did not I prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons. This is NIV. And in your name perform many miracles. This is what the Lord is saying. We have been made brand new, but we have not been maintained. Because we're saying, oh, Lord, stay out of my business. Stay out of my business. I don't need all that church. I want Jesus, though. We want Jesus, but we don't want to be maintained by the Holy Ghost. That's going to clean you up and maintain you, make you brand new, make you, give you the opportunity and the strength so that you're an overcomer. Come on, somebody. Somebody praise God in here. Come on, I can't hear you. Say praise God with me. He wants to give you the strength to be an overcomer. So now to maintain a property. Back in the day, I was laid off in 2005, and I lost everything. I lost a house, lost everything. And God began to work on my life. And I remember I was in IT, and I was in engineering. And when I lost everything, I said, Lord, you've forsaken me. What am I going to do? And he said, no, I'm growing you. I'm making you. When God proves you, he got to put you in the fire so that you're either going to be burnt up or come out like pure gold. This is why the enemy haven't let me go with this sickness in my throat, in my body. Because yes, I can sing, but it doesn't mean nothing if you don't have a voice for God. And he wants you to walk in integrity. Don't you know we're fighting against spirits in high places? So the sickness that the cold that the devil tried to put on me, I keep on praying and said, Lord, I know you're going to deliver me. But every day I move, I said, Lord, I know I work your job and I work your ministry. And I come in here hours all night, Friday night. It was till 12 o'clock at night from 11 o'clock from work. But one thing I know is that I have to maintain my spiritual dignity first and integrity. And I got to keep on saying to God, make me, maintain me, get up on my lawn and mow me. And some of us don't want to do that. We want to say to God, I don't have time right now. I can't get it done. But God is saying, I'm trying to clean the glasses, clean the windows. I'm trying to take out the trash. And instead we come to the altar and say, Lord, do something in my life. And he said, I keep coming to you, showing up, even knocking at your door and saying, I want to get in and clean that bathroom. And we don't want them in. You ever see how sometimes we get with guests? Like, don't come over right now. You better call up before you come over. You know how it is. God is trying to clean you up. So it says, many will say in my name and on that day. Now, on that day, you know what on that day means? On the day of judgment. It says, many will say on that day, Lord, Lord, did I not prophesy? See, we think because somebody get up and preach and put on a scene that there's somebody. That's why you need to be in Bible study. Because Bible study is powerful and you're growing because you're learning the word. You're learning to understand what's really going on. It said, many will say in my name, Lord, Lord, I've done all this stuff. So he is saying many are going to say that. What we say is we say, Lord, I'm not saved because the church is fake. No, the church ain't fake. You fake. Because it's about your life. The Bible says every man must work out their own soul salvation. He didn't say, look at everybody else. He said to watch Jesus and be like him. And when you learn to be like Jesus, you don't see what everyone else is doing. You just have that personal relationship where you say, Lord, I need my bathroom clean right now. And when you do that, the good thing about it, guess what happens? You become a valuable property. Your value goes up. Now all of a sudden you were run down before. You were broken before. But now you're worthy so that you can be sold for a higher price. Somebody want to be sold for a higher price in the kingdom of God. Meaning when God gets through with you, he's not through with you yet. But when he gets through with you, people are going to look on you and see integrity. They're going to look on you and see anointing. They're going to look at you and see a breakthrough. That same person that's going through and trying to be an overcomer of addiction, guess what? They're going to look at you and see that you're no longer drugging up. You're no longer shooting up. You're no longer smoking. You're no longer abandoning your children. Somebody got to get together. So they said, Lord, Lord, did not I prophesy your name? That's what we do. We talk to God. Lord, well, you know what? I was preaching good last Sunday. Lord, I was even prophesying in your name. And I even drove out demons. How is this so? Because the devil has to hear the word. He got to still bend when the word is used. And this is where we get messed up. We get a little bit of Holy Ghost. We don't get trained. We don't become established. And we're out there prophesying to everybody walking by. I was mentioning Bible study. It was funny because T.D. Jakes said the same thing. He was saying that a lot of people say they hear from God. He said, God ain't speaking every day telling you stuff to say. I'm telling you right now. You understand that? If when you look at the prophets, they were prophesying. When you look at the book of Daniel and also the book of Jeremiah, if you follow their life, they only prophesied a couple times in their lifetime. And when they prophesy, they weren't prophesying about things you're going to get. That's your personal way. God will talk and minister to your spirit through his word. But guess what? When they prophesy, they came with prophecy of judgment and warning. I wouldn't be in that line anymore. What we do is we go to church and say, I can't wait till the pastor prophesy on me and tell me who I'm going to be, what I'm going to be. No, he's not a soothsayer. That's what we made the church into, where people don't want to pray and seek the face of God first. The prophets should be those they should be those that verify and come. Two or three witnesses. Confirmation. But what God is saying, I'm trying to bring your value up. I'm trying to teach you that if you do something in my name, it doesn't mean I owe you anything. You can't sit before God and the day of judgment and say, well, I went to church and I helped out. I played a few keyboards, beat on a few drums, and don't change your life. And he's saying, Lord, I'm trying to make you something so that when you do what you're trying to do, you got some value to your name. How many of you know when people look on somebody, they say, oh, I know Joe. I know Joe. He a player. He all up in everybody's house. I know Susan. The church shouldn't be a body of gossip. The church should be a body of restoration. You know, when people come into the house of God, they should receive what? Deliverance. They should receive breakthrough. So many are going to come to the Lord on that day and say, haven't I done this? I even preached for you, Lord. And I even cast out demons and did many miracles. And God is going to say, I know you not, for you work iniquity. Some of us are studying the word and going to school for the word and have no anointing. Because you know why we have no anointing? We have the anointing through the word because the word works. If you use it right, it works. But you know where you don't have anointing? You don't have integrity. Your word don't mean much. You're not even staying with your wife. You get in one fight, you're running out the door. You're not staying with your children and maintaining that relationship with your husband and wife. You can't preach at people 24/7. Can't go to no movie. Oh, you know, I got to be at church. I can't go to no movie. No, you're married first. You give unto Caesar what is Caesar, and give unto God what is God. That's the next scripture I'm going to read. If you turn to Matthew 22:21, it says, and they said unto him, Caesar's. It says, and it says, then said he unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar, and unto God. So it was saying, some things you have to give to the taxes, and you got to give to the company. You can't go work somewhere and not be responsible and say, well, I got church. I don't need to be here on this job. God is trying to clean us up and make us whole. I want us to go to the next scripture, and I'm not going to hold you much longer. So on that day, many are going to say, Lord, Lord, I've done all these things. I don't want you to be a body like that. I want you to be like this. You're in a church, and people are going to see you 2 years from now and see growth. Amen. You can't continue to come to church and do and be nothing and not change. Look, at we won't be able to stay here too long. We only been here 2.5 years. And most churches barely have 20 people. The big church in Lowell, in Pelham, is growing. You know, we're growing at a rate where we're going to just blow up. But the reason why is because integrity. If you anoint yourself and you say, Lord, I'm sold out to your will. I'm not trying to do what everyone else feels. Or I don't need everybody to be for me. But what I need is I need you to be in my camp, Lord. I need you to clean me up. And I'm going to, he said, I'm going to grow your businesses. I'm going to grow your family. I'm going to grow you. So, and the reason why my glasses are up, because I lost my real glasses, so I can't see when I walk around with these things. So that's why pastors always doing that. He's like, there they are. When I don't want to really see you, I do this. I don't see them right now. I read with them, but that's about it. Yes, I'm blind as a bat, but it's all right. But God is cleaning us up, and he's making us whole, and he's doing something in your life. Give God some praise for your life. Amen. God wants to clean you up. So if he wants to clean you up, I'm going to show you what happened after you got cleaned up and what the devil's trying to do. In Matthew 12:43-45, it says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, that's what it, when God cleans you up, this is what happens. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he says, I will return into the house from which I came out. Now he's saying, I was cast out and now I have nowhere to go, but I know what home looks like. So whatever you are dealing with in your life, don't you know that the spirit, that demon, that spirit that's possessing you, holding you hostage to whatever your issue is, he was cast out, but guess what? He's going through dry places. What that mean? He's like in a desert and he has nowhere to go, but he knows where he came from. See, even an unclean spirit has a place. So that unclean spirit was cast out in the name of Jesus, and it was rebuked in the name of Jesus, and it left. But now that unclean spirit is walking around saying, I have nowhere to go. So he says, I know where I can go because I used to be there before. I used to hang out there before, and I know that they will answer the door if I knock loud enough. It's like that relationship where you got rid of that man or woman that was no good for you, and they left, and then all of a sudden they knocking. Now, unless there's a change, you don't welcome him in. Right here it says, and when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. See how it says seeking rest? Seeking rest means he don't want to keep walking around. He want to be carried around. That unclean spirit don't want to keep walking. He wants to abide in a body that's going to move around for him. Because you're going to do the work for him. That unclean spirit said, I don't care how many things they do in Jesus' name, they could do all they want. But as long as I can ride on this property, as long as I can hang out in this room, and when I'm talking about this room, them rooms that you don't like to open up, the attic. Like in them scary movies, don't go up in the attic. Don't go in that basement. Somebody been buried on that floor. Now, I know this is an old house. There are about 3 bodies up in this house. Their children run around at night, and we have none. I know one thing. I wouldn't be there. They'd be like, Pastor, why ain't you going? No way. So these spirits are up in, and it's in dry places trying to find somewhere to be. So that spirit that Jesus cast out of your life, that situation that you would deal with, he casts out. Now the devil's trying to find rest. And then it says in 44, and then he says, I will return into my house. See that word, my house? From whence I came out. He didn't say, I'm going to return to that other person's house. He said, I'm going to go back to my house. I'm going back to the person that I knew loves me and receives me. And see, what we got to understand is that the flesh, the enemy knows the word of God. So the enemy knows how to twist it all up. That's why that first part I said, people use the word of God for their own agenda. When I opened the church, I made it clear even to other pastors in the city. I said, I'm not trying to line up with everyone. I said, the people that God's going to send me, I don't need to bounce around to people's church and try to pull them out. No, that ain't going to happen with me. I'm going to live a life of integrity. And when the word gets out, they're going to say, this is truly a man of God. This is truly somebody that loves the Lord. Don't you want God to say that about you? Don't you want your stock to go up? Somebody looked on you one day and said, you are no good, but God says you got value. They said that you would never be nothing, but God said, no, I'm going to make you into something mighty. We're trying to read and write and get all kinds of degrees and everything else. And they said, what about Jesus? What has Jesus said about it? He said, I'm going to make the man. I'm going to build the man's house. I'm going to cast out the devils. And I'm going to make you new again. And I'm going to raise you up to be a son of God. But those that are playing are going to still show up on the day of judgment and say, Lord, I was pretty good up there in church. I'm the best singer. I'm the best preacher. And he's going to say, I know you not, for you are iniquity. The Bible says, let not your good be evil spoken enough. Some of us are trying to out be good enough, do good works. But how about this? Evaluate your inner self, not the self that's in the mirror when you make it look good. Evaluate the rooms in your heart. Where you go deep and deep and deep and you deal with that thing that makes you not change. What we do is we get mad at everyone around us to say, Lord, I'm not going there because somebody took me off. I'm not going to do this because somebody did me wrong. God is saying, I'm trying to make you somebody. I'm trying to change your undisciplined spirit. I'm trying to clean you up so your business will be greater. I'm trying to cleanse you so and make you become established so your children see that you love Jesus. How are you going to save the world and say, Lord, I've done all this thing. Hey, your house is a mess because you ain't trying to live a life that they can look at you and say, he is God. He's a man of God. He talks about the Lord. He loves the Lord. He gets up in the morning and pray before the Lord. I don't know about you, but Jesus is all right to me. And the reason why I cry, some of you don't know my story, but they said I wouldn't read or write. I struggled all my life, but God made a way, and I became an engineer, and I still can't read or write. I might not put together the best sentences, but with Moses, he stuttered, and he said, Lord, I can't go because I can't even talk right. Somebody know what I'm talking about. See, there's something about your property that God is saying you are all right. There's something about your value that God is saying you are all right. There's something about his name that's going to change it all. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being run down by the devil. I'm tired of being used by him. I'm tired of being abused by him. I believe that God is able to keep me in all things. Is God real to you? So give God some praise. Hallelujah. I was one of them crazy youth and teenagers that didn't preach about the word. I lived it all. And God said, the Bible said, be therefore as perfect, even as my Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. But guess what? You can't be perfect. There's no such thing. But you know the difference is when your heart is right. You said, Lord, just do something with me. You hear what I'm saying, church? Someone say, Lord, just do something. Something with me. Hallelujah. He wants to change your property value. The last part of scripture says here, and when he returns to the house from whence he came out, and when he come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. You see, he finds it empty, swept. Hallelujah. You have been clean. He swept you out. He washed your windows. He done all this, and then you allow the enemy to come back. And guess what? The enemy don't just come back. Look what he does. He finds a sweat and garnish. And he said, then he goes, then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. See that? The enemy is going into your life back with reinforcement. If you are addicted, you're going to be seven times more addicted. If you know, whatever it was that's going on in your life, he's going in to stay. That's why some of us are having a hard time getting that breakthrough in our life, because the devil has gone back with reinforcements. And what we do, because he knows, he said, I'm going to keep this property now. He's looking at your life and saying, I'm keeping you. I don't care if you even pray and say the name of Jesus. All I know is you ain't real. You have no integrity. You just looking for something to do, but you have no integrity. This is what we got. We need something to do. Pastor, I need something to do. I want to know, do you want to live right? Do you really want to? You don't say, you know, when you look at the church today on the news and all this stuff with Trump, that's a shame, because we can't even identify with the nature of Christ. He can move everything wherever Israel wants him to be. He's still not a man of God. You can't legislate what God is going to do. God is going to do it. Don't you know the devil knows that the church wants this to happen? So he just do a little stuff, and Trump don't show at church no more. He was there just for one half day. But what about the man's life? Life is about integrity. The spirit, see, the light cannot be with darkness. Somebody say, light cannot be with darkness. Somebody better get it right. So he goes back to the house with seven times more spirits. And then it says here, and when he enters in and dwells there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first, even so shall it be unto this wicked, somebody said, this wicked generation.
Thank you for joining us today. And if the word of God has blessed your heart, come on down and visit us every Sunday at 10 o'clock and Wednesday for Bible study at 7. 1850 Elm Street, Manchester. This has been Revival Today.